And finally today, music piracy is a huge problem for artists around the world. But sometimes efforts to combat piracy can hurt artists too. That's the situation in the southern African nation of Malawi. The world's Anders Kelto reports from Malawi's capital, Lilongwe.
Frank Kusaini isn't from just any family.
We are a gospel music family.
Frank met his wife Miriam when they were singing together in the church choir. They got married and decided to pursue a mutual dream, to be professional gospel singers. They paid for studio time and produced two albums. Frank began selling the CDs on the street, until he ran into a problem.
One day the police came and said, no, you should leave this place or else we'll confiscate your music.
The problem was that Frank's CDs didn't have a silver hologram, an official insignia that proves they aren't counterfeit. Frank says he was taken aback.
Then I said, okay, I am the musician. I produced it. Why should I have a hologram?
But the police officers insisted that he stop selling the CDs.
So I complied and I stopped.
Frank's story isn't that unusual in Malawi. Across town, Rosario Kamanga steps into a crowded storage room. It's filled with computers and stacks of confiscated CDs. Many have covers that are obviously fake.
This is Westlife, if you've heard about Westlife.
Yeah, I know Westlife. Not a Malawian group. Kamanga works for the Copyright Society of Malawi, an organization tasked with enforcing copyright laws. He says, as music piracy has grown in Malawi, his organization has increased raids on street vendors. In the process, it's confiscated CDs from many musicians selling their own work. Kamanga says he has great sympathy for the struggling Malawian artist.
To sell his own music, there's nothing wrong with that. But to sell it without a hologram, the law says it's illegal.
To understand why it's illegal, Kamanga says, look at it from a law enforcement standpoint. How do the police know that the person selling music on the street is actually the artist? Or what about this situation, which Kamanga says he frequently encounters, a person selling choir music and claiming to be in the choir?
Does he have the authority from the whole choir? Probably not.
There are just too many ways to cheat artists out of profits, Kamanga says. So the solution is for everyone who sells music to register and pay for the hologram. Frank Kusaini, who was forced to stop selling his music, says he and his wife looked into paying for the hologram, but decided against it.
Because then we have no profit.
He says they make just 25 cents per CD, and the hologram costs 15 cents. It eats up more than half their profits. So Frank and his wife decided on another strategy.
Every Sunday, we go to our church or other churches in town.
And they perform gospel music. After the services, they sell their CDs. Frank says sales have been good. And so far, the authorities haven't confronted them on church grounds.
The city authorities do not go there to chase us. I think that those places are out of bounds.
Kusaini says he and his wife hope to get a recording contract someday so that someone else can worry about copyright issues. In the meantime, he says, they'll keep playing the church circuit and praying for guidance. For The World, I'm Anders Kelto, Lilongwe, Malawi.